Clark and Nye counties with a 2.7 GPA are eligible. For details on how to apply, visit rmhlv.org. Applications are due January 7th.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, there's breaking news all over the place. Paul Gosar, a representative from Arizona, is in the midst of a censure vote in the House of Representatives. We'll bring you the latest on that when that vote is over. Also, we've got Kyle Rittenhouse, who is on trial for his life in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And the thing is, the deliberation's taken longer than we thought. Also, the Ahmaud Arbery trial is underway. And one of the defendants, Travis McMichael, is testifying on his own behalf. So we've seen two defendants taking the stand in their own defense. That is... A little bit different than what we're used to. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Coming up, Wiz Rizard, the Community Engagement Director at Americans for Prosperity. They're taking a stand on the Build Back Broke bill being thrown around by the President of the United States and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden wants a deeper investigation into the spike in gas prices.
With the average gas price of $3.41 a gallon nationwide, the president is asking the Federal Trade Commission to dig deeper into possible illegal conduct in the market. He asked the FTC for a probe back in August, but this week he sent a letter demanding further action. In the letter, Mr. Biden questioned why gas prices have continued to rise at the pump, even though the price of unfinished gasoline has dropped over the last month. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at townhall.com, in Georgia, the man who fatally shot Ahmaud Arbery has testified that he feared the 25-year-old black man was armed with a gun when he encountered Arbery outside an unfinished house in his neighborhood 12 days before the shooting. Travis McMichael's testimony came as defense attorneys for the three white men charged with chasing and killing Arbery opened their case. And the jury at Kyle Rittenhouse's murder trial will be allowed to review some of the video in the Kenosha shootings after requesting that video on day two of deliberations. A bipartisan effort is underway that will allow every U.S. senator to have at least one staff member with the highest level security clearance. Bob Agnew has that story.
Majority Leader Charles Schumer says every senator will soon be allowed one aide with access to top-secret, sensitive, compartmented information. The rule change enjoys bipartisan support, but the effort's being led by Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy. He says it will, quote, improve the Senate's performance of its constitutional duty to conduct oversight of the executive branch and legislation on national security matters. For the past three decades, such high-level clearance was available only to staffers working for Senator senators in leadership or on select committees. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, stocks finishing in the red. The Dow was down 210 points. The NASDAQ off 52. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and they'll waive your new member fee. Apply by November 30th, you'll save an additional $170. MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. But join now, you can save even more. Call now, 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE.
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by De Castro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. One of Las Vegas's biggest employers is changing its COVID-19 testing protocols for its unvaccinated workers. Beginning Monday, November 22nd, MGM Resorts will require its unvaccinated hourly employees to pay $38 for each on-site COVID-19 test, half the cost of what the company pays. That's more than double the $15 copay that they're currently charged. Company officials say employees who don't comply with the new directive will not be able to work and will be put on unpaid leave. The World Series of Poker moved its event date this year to deal with COVID-19. Next year, when it returns to its regular summer slot, the multi-week event is moving to the Strip. World Series of Poker officials confirm the series will be jointly held at Bally's in Paris, Las Vegas, from May 31st through July 19th of next year. The World Series of Poker has been at the Rio since 2005 after moving from its original home at Binion's downtown. The Golden Knights, they were playing from behind most of the game last night, 4-2, as Carolina defeated the Golden Knights at T-Mobile.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Quick check of the traffic cams at the moment. Not too bad, really. Moderate flows on the 15 through the resort corridor, south at Oki, north at Flamingo. Also, you'll touch the brakes there. 15 southbound at Russell on that transition lane.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he follows through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives It's just, it's a, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number two, live and local. This hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call right now, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Do it right now. Okay, please. Joining us next, I am very happy to have Wiz Rizard on. I learn something every time he graces our microphones. He is the Community Engagement Director for Americans for Prosperity, and he joins us. Wiz, how you been, my friend?
Kevin, it's always a pleasure to be on your show and to engage with your community. And let me just say, this infrastructure package, I got to say, even though it passed, we're not done yet. And I think Americans need to be aware of Biden's Build Back Better plan and how it is truly a reckless spending bill that will continuously drive inflation a lot higher and, more importantly, drive jobs and the labor market into a abyss.
Okay, let's go to the one clip. Well, it's not a clip, but the one snippet that has stuck with me on this bill is President Biden essentially saying this bill will cost the American people nothing, and then he looks right at the camera and goes nothing, and his voice gets softer. Nothing. Now let me ask you, how much will this cost the American people?
Well, let's just say this. When you look at the Congressional Budget Office saying that it's going to take them quite some time, even they are not enthusiastic about what the bill spending proposals are going to look like. Some project this to be in the $3-4 trillion. Mm. And, of course, for Biden, don't know what math he's using, but when you look at most economists and our past historical context, literally this is going to be a tax on the middle class and continuous erosion for small businesses, and the economy getting out of the pandemic, which we drastically need. For this bill, you're talking about $500 billion in handouts to special interests. You got another $500 billion to expand Obamacare and other federal health care programs. You got, now they're wanting to include paid family leave mandate. They want to control your drug prices. They want to impose new taxes on high earners, and then an additional 15% of corporate tax on these businesses that are already hurting. I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg, Kevin, and this is some serious issue.
Wiz Rizard joining us, Community Engagement Director for Americans for Prosperity. I know that your organization is drawing a line in the sand, so to speak. You're going to be working very hard against this. We call it the Build Back Broke bill. They call it Build Back Better. What exactly are you going to be doing? Will you be running ads? Will you be doing op-eds? What kind of stuff are you going to be doing?
Absolutely. We're definitely going to be focusing on putting grassroots pressures about 18 House lawmakers and 8 senators. While these lawmakers may not reject the final bill, we're pretty confident that the sufficient pressure will basically have them cut it down, much like what we saw on this initial infrastructure bill, where we took it down from $2.5 trillion or more to like $1 trillion. And I think Senator Joe Manchin and Sinema are doing a pretty good job on trying to keep that fiscal responsibility as the North Star in these discussions. But we're going to be engaging a lot more public awareness, grassroots pressures. Our three areas are going to be focusing on the healthcare, energy, and spending and inflation areas that this bill is going to definitely impact.
We've been told by some of the talking heads on cable news that there are more than just Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin that want to vote against this reconciliation bill. Are there others that are laying in the weeds that just don't want to be identified yet, maybe that have tough re-election campaigns?
That's a great point. Yes, there are. And there's a lot that don't want to be out there in the media. Manchin embraces it. Sinema, she recognizes it's not her friend in the capacity that she can do her job. So a lot of other lawmakers have been very, very secretive and not as vocal. But let me just reassure you, when you call or sign a petition or send a letter, they do read those. They do take those into account. And we're encouraging every single listener to contact their legislator and urge them to vote no on this bill, because America, we can't afford it. We're already approaching another debt ceiling issue that's going to take place on December 3rd. And if you look at the inflation, there's talk about it going upwards to 12 to 15% by next year. And this is without this bill already being in the pipeline.
What happens if the Senate does what Joe Manchin wants, and that's delay any kind of a vote until after the first of the year? First of all, do you think that's possible? And would that, which side would that help? I'm not sure it would help either side.
Well, AFP recently released a public poll that shows a strong public opposition to this reconciliation package in Arizona and West Virginia. Are pretty steady, and it's growing, especially every day that Americans go to the gas station, they go to a grocery store, and they're seeing a huge difference in their total bill that they're paying for the same items that they were purchasing a year from today's day. So we anticipate that holding these lawmakers accountable are going to be very, very fruitful, and we want to make sure that those who do vote for wasteful spending packages are held accountable. And I think it is very, very important to state, Kevin, 13 Republicans who stepped away and voted for the infrastructure bill will be also held accountable.
Wiz, I want to ask you, what is in this relative to the Green New Deal? Because the word on the street is that this is kind of a California-style Green New Deal. Do we know what's in this this bill relative to the green energy and all that?
Yeah, it's simply crony subsidies and handouts for the political clout, the people who the Biden administration wants to prop up with taxpayers' money. And just to put in comparison, you talk about Obama's stimulus bill only devoted like $90 billion. If you look at what Biden is proposing with this new Green New Deal-style mandates with these subsidies, you're talking about the upwards of $555 billion. That's almost six times more than what Obama did. And if you saw what happened there with Solyndra, it pretty much paints a clear picture as to what Americans can anticipate with their tax dollars. And that is failed companies and propping up corporations that are benefiting on the hard labor and work that the taxpayers have contributed to this great nation.
Again, Wiz Rizard joining us, Communications Engagement Director for AFP, that's Americans for Prosperity. By your charter, by the rules of these 501c3s, what is it you can do as an organization? Can you advocate for candidates? Can you advocate against candidates?
Yes, with Americans for Prosperity, we're a C4 organization, and we're nonpartisan. We don't advocate for any candidate or candidates committee. What we focus on is the issues, and we want to make sure we educate the public, like your listeners, on those issues so they have a well-rounded perception and information on the issues that impact them today. Things like the infrastructure we believe is very important, and we connect those listeners, those activists, to decision-makers like those lawmakers we talked about, and making sure that they're aware of what the American people support and oppose.
We know that the bipartisan infrastructure bill was passed with the help of Republicans. How much help will Republicans give on this reconciliation bill? Are there any Republicans that have stated they will vote with the Democrats?
Currently, as we have it, it's been stated that no Republican supports this current Build Back Better bill. A lot are really connecting to their constituents and the pain that they're feeling through this inflation, recovering from this pandemic, and really trying to pave a path forward on recovery, and clearly this bill does not reflect that. So this is why we're urging all activists, particularly listeners and Nevadans, to contact your legislators. Continuously let them know that this is not what America needs at this time, that this is not something that's fiscally responsible, and we shouldn't be continuously subsidizing corporations with hard paying taxpayer dollars.
Let me ask you this. There will be, I'm sure there will be a media buy. There will be all kinds of stuff coming down from Americans for Prosperity. When do you expect Congress to take this up? Will it be before the end of the year, or do you think that they'll go along with Joe Manchin and do it after the first of the year?
That's a good question. A lot of people anticipate it will carry into next year, but currently as we speak, legislators are already kind of discussing this package, which is why we're urging every American, I know Thanksgiving is around the corner, but to take the time to email, call, even place a schedule appointment with your representative and let them know that you oppose this bill and you want to make sure that they're aware of it, and do it as often as you can so that the message can be loud and clear.
Well, we will all see how this thing plays out. Wiz, always good to visit with you. Have a great Thanksgiving. We will talk to you again soon, hopefully sooner rather than later. Thanks so much for all your help. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Wiz Rizard, the Community Engagement Director for Americans for Prosperity. This is a bill, this reconciliation bill, that needs to be killed off in the worst way. There is so much pork. There is so much Green New Deal stuff. We've got to do something about it. Stay with us. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We're going to talk about this bill, the reconciliation bill that is before Congress. Nancy Pelosi said she wanted to have a vote on the bill as early as this week. Like, as in a day or two. We'll see what she's got cooking. And it can't be good for America. It just absolutely can't be. We already have, huge inflation. Anybody that's been, filled up their gas tank, you know what I'm talking about. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna
take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved in state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you're wondering what's going on in our nation's capital, let's see. Well, we have the House in the midst of all the problems that we have financially, economically. We've got them voting right now on a censure motion on Paul Gosar, the Republican from Arizona, who did the cartoon. His office did a cartoon which depicted the killing of AOC, and it's just awful. Oh, horrible. It's a cartoon, for crying out loud. Anyway, for whatever reason, they're voting on that. And the only two Republicans to vote against Paul Gosar and for censure, Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, the only two Republicans. Everybody else voting with the Democrats. Right now, 223 to 207, and two of those votes are Adam Kinzinger from Illinois, and obviously the Liz Cheney vote. Other than that, everybody voting along party lines, and two Republicans crossed over. Go figure. Let's go to your phone calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? I'd love to have you with us. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Bob. Bob, you're up, and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call. Kevin, you know, I have a different philosophy on that. Why are the Democrats doing that? To make you distraction from the real problem, how much trillions of dollars they want to spend of our money. And I just think that's criminal.
You know? Can I be honest with you? I think everything the Democrats have touched, and it's regardless of whether it's here in Nevada with Steve Sisolak, or whether it's in D.C. with Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, it's all turning to dung, to crap. They can't get anything right. You know, Trump hand delivers, Operation Warp Speed and vaccines and different things like that, and they couldn't even make that work. So your point's well taken.
Kevin, I'm sorry. What's also simple is this. You know, they take and give away the ranch, and they give people incentive who don't look to the future to stay home on their lazy butts and make more money if they're working. But, of course, it's